This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
Look, I've said this before, but it bears repeating. Authorities and societies are really going to have to re-examine assumptions about terrorism and its appeal to young people. It defies belief that this Australian doctor, Tarek Kamlay, a bloke who graduated from the University of Adelaide in 2010 with a Bachelor of Medicine and Surgery, could join up this barbaric Islamic State movement. He is by no means, as you know, the Lone Ranger. Earlier this month, it was revealed that one of the gunmen responsible for that terrible massacre in Kenya on April 5, which left 148 people dead, was a brilliant law graduate and the son of a Kenyan official. Two teenage brothers, 16 and 17, picked up at Sydney Airport on March the 6th, apparently on their way to the Middle East to fight for Islamic State, are top students at Sydney Boys High. The 17-year-old is an academic prize winner, a member of the debating team, a state-level rugby player, and vice president of Sydney Boys High's student representative council. His younger brother is an A-grade student and a keen sportsman. And these blokes defy all assumptions about the sort of people that Islamic State attracts. They aren't bored individuals on the fringes of society. There are two questions that we need as a community and society to be asking ourselves. One, how does a senseless, barbaric outfit like Islamic State appeal to intelligent, able and successful young people like this? And two, what are we going to do about it?
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.